Welcome to another episode of The League, presented by, and I've been forgetting about the damn presented by, by Dead End Sports and Dead End Gaming. I'm one of your hosts, FIFA 24/7. I'm here with Mr. Dead End Hip Hop himself, KB Inge. What it do?
What's going on, folks?
And I'm here with Mr. AKA, I Fucks Your Moms and Her Daughter.
What's going on? What's going on, people?
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Shit, it hasn't been too long. The last...
It's been just a week, right?
Yeah, just a week. Just about a week. Lot has gone down. A lot of games. You know, shit, man, we're in three fucking leagues, so a lot of shit gonna go down. Let's start in the Dead End Sports League today. Pretty much beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. I think we're what?
We're about to go into week six.
Yeah.
5 weeks in?
Yeah. I just finished week five today.
I'm about to advance it tonight, but yeah.
Okay. Damn. Thank you for the heads up, because I feel like in that league I can't catch my rhythm, like in terms of like when I need to play. So literally I've played every other game this year. And in the games I've played,
you've gotten better.
Huh?
I mean, playing every other game, that's better. That's an improvement.
It is an improvement. I'm trying here. Oh, but I said before, my squad is nice. Damn, I can't even remember.
You said that's the most stacked squad you got out of the three leagues.
Nah, I think my Ravens squad is probably the most stacked.
What up, High Life?
What it do, what it do?
Chiefs.
Oh, that's what's up. What it do?
Back-to-back champ.
The Bills are stacked. The difference is the O-line, dog. Like I think when you're talking about weapons, I don't have a team that has more weapons than my Bills team. Mm-hmm. But like overall offense, the Ravens are better.
Okay.
But I like what I got. My only goal is to get Josh Allen to at least a superstar. That's my only goal.
Is he a star
at
all?
Nothing. Okay. And he's rated high. I think he's like right around 90. But he's nothing. So when I play with him with all of those weapons, yeah, I want to say the last game I played or the game before last, I threw like 8 touchdowns. So I can distribute it. But, you know, like he doesn't feel – he feels special now because of the people I'm throwing to. Mm-hmm. So you just throw it. Yo, Davante Adams is a fucking cheat code. You throw that shit
I know.
He is definitely a cheat code, and Stephon Diggs and Metcalf definitely compliment him. But now I'm kind of, I'm running out of money. I'm running out of money.
That money shit, bro, it's so real with that money shit.
It is, man. The cap, if nothing else don't get you, the cap gonna get you. The cap is gonna get you. So right now, I'm trying to figure out how to keep everybody. Because I can't let DK walk, because I'm not gonna keep Devontae. He's too old. That's the only reason.
How old is he in this part? Because we're in year three.
He's like early 30s.
Early 30s?
Okay, he's early 30s.
So he's about to start diminishing.
Exactly. Which is why I only gave him a 2-year deal. Mm-hmm. So this is the first of the 2-year. If I got to let that motherfucker walk next year, I'll let that motherfucker walk.
I say if you already know you're going to let him walk, then trade his ass and get something back.
The cap hit is stupid.
Oh. Okay.
The cap hit is stupid. I can't take the cap hit because then I definitely can't sign nobody else.
Mm-hmm. What up, Arterial?
What it do, Arterial? So I'm definitely trying to finagle the cap situation for me to be able to maintain my weapons, and it was a short play. It wasn't like a long term play like with the Ravens. The Ravens are more long built for the long term. The Bills was like, I got to compete now, because what's his name? What's the Chiefs' name?
High Life.
I can't have you and the motherfucking Steelers and every all you other AFC teams busting my shit the way y'all been doing the last 2 seasons, bro. If I lose, that's cool. I'm cool with losing. But getting blown the fuck out, fuck that. I'm going to put up some points this damn year, so y'all defense better be ready.
He an asshole in the chat, too. He like, look, y'all, I'm willing to trade. Give me some trade. I'm like, nigga, we don't want to trade with your punk ass, nigga. The fuck?
He tried to finesse me for a safety. Yeah, you want the 11th pick, you know, for Justin Simmons or something like that?
Now your best player on defense?
No, I'm my secondary, sorry. Best person I have in my second
man. Game. Hell nah, I ain't.
So how y'all feeling about y'all squads in the Dead End Sports League right now?
Well, I'm 5-0. I actually didn't play the first 2 games, and they were undefeated. But I just, the defense, I don't like my team. I said that before. I don't like my team. It's just not built the way I want to build it. And I can't find the players that I need, that I like to build the team.
Yeah.
But motherfucking Trevor Lawrence is stupid. Like this motherfucker, man. This motherfucker is
he the fucking man, huh?
Nice. Yeah, I've have.
You wish you could put him in your Minnesota team.
I sure do. Boy, because I thought about trying to trade for him. Mm-hmm. Ain't hang a lot. Yeah, man, I have like he can put it anywhere. He can put it, he can put the ball anywhere I want it. And it's so sweet. I can't run the ball the way I want to, so I don't know what's going on with that. But I got the talent offensively. It's just defensively. You know, most of the stops I get is just all scheme. It's just all me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think so far with Trevor, 15, 16 touchdowns, only 3 picks.
Mm.
And the 3 picks came in one game.
Mm.
Yep. So, and that was like 2 games ago. So yeah, I'm seeing the field really, really well, like against the CPU and shit like that. But yeah, once I get the defense turned around, we'll see if I can, I'll see if I can keep up with High Life.
Yeah.
You know, cause we lost a loser. We lost Malik. Did I say loser or user?
You said loser.
You said you called him a loser.
Yeah. My bad.
That's what your heart was saying. That's how you remember the nigga.
Subconsciously.
That's what you remember the nigga.
We lost the user, Malik. Yeah,
shout out to Malik though.
Yeah, he was cool, man.
On the better things.
Yeah, for real. So, but he got replaced, right, Nick?
Yeah. We got a new user. I got to check what team they got, but shout out to High Life. I think it's one of his homeboys or friends. So we'll see how he. I'm hoping he ain't just bringing everybody in to just bust our ass and shit. But I guess I'll talk about the Bengals. When you said that you don't like your team, I'm like, if it wasn't for this hat that I'm wearing and the fact that I come from Cincinnati, I'll probably. It is not because I don't like the Bengals or because it's the team that I picked, team that I'm rebuilding. It's just a long rebuild. This is probably going to be the longest rebuild team that I have because it's so many holes on defense, offensive line, defensive line. I barely can get pressure because I played the Saints. I played the Saints and could get hardly any pressure on the guy.
Yeah. And I noticed that in our playoff game. Mm-hmm. Like you,
I don't get pressure. Yeah, like I just have to play coverage and hope that. Yep. You know, some shit shake. Like, so I have to go every draft. I got to draft somebody. I got to really be strategic with shit. And I have multiple spots I need to fill. But I'm not trying to make excuses. The game that I played against the Saints, it was close at first. But then I just start playing loosey-goosey because I'm just like,
fuck it.
Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like – like, this team is like – it's so – like, usually I'll say the second year I'm ready to compete. This team might be 3-4 years. Like, I might be at Burrow's contract year and be like, all right, now it's time to compete. Yeah. And I already know he's going to ask for hella bread because he's a superstar already. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, this rebuild is taking long. And that's kind of frustrating to me because I'm not used to that. Yeah. So it's just, and I can't stand seeing the Chiefs fucking win every fucking year. So something's going to have to change. I'm going to have to make some big trades. Not I feel like you. just because I know, because even in my division, the Steelers, he got DeFortis Buckner. You already know how he is when I played with him with the Colts. So that motherfucker's a beast. It's just I got so much competition that I can't just do what I usually do, which is like draft and build from the draft. Like I got to make some moves.
Yeah, no, you definitely got to.
I'm 2-3 right now. So
what up, Michael?
I know I have a winning record, but I definitely couldn't tell you what the fuck.
I think
my
you're like
is.
3-2.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and I definitely the games that I didn't play are the ones I lost. I definitely think I would have at least been 4-1 or if not 5-0. If I would have played all the games, and my defense is starting to come along. You know, a lot of my guys got superstar dev traits last year. Mm-hmm. So Ed Oliver, my defensive tackle, I really like him. I have him as like a run committed, inside stuff guy. So you know, I feel like now you know I never had that in any one of my 3-4 defenses. So. It's like at the point of attack in terms of people trying to run, he be blowing it up. He doesn't always get the tackle. People be breaking his tackle, but it slows him up enough where all my somebody linebackers come in. It's a wrap.
Yeah, that's a CPO bullshit.
You know how that is. Animations and shit, but you know, it is what it is. But yeah, so it sounds like we're almost all in the same boat. I think maybe I have a little bit more offensive talent than you guys. And probably, I know my linebacking core, I love them. But the rest of them niggas. Oh, shit. Ooh, boy. Tre'Davious White is the only good DB I really have. I got Micah Hyde again off of free agency, but he basic. What's his name? Earl Thomas is basic.
At this point.
Yeah, Greedy Williams is basic. So my DB, and you know I like to play up. I can't. Like, I'd be having to give a lot of cushion and shit. But, you know, my linebackers, they cover sideline to sideline, so I'm happy with that. But it is what it is. It sounds like we're all in the same boat.
Yeah, we got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, we do. We do. All right, so bet. The original league. The original league. Ken, I'm going to start with you.
I didn't get a chance to play foreign. Mm-hmm. He had to get up super early. I didn't even play the game. So mm-hmm. it was a sim L for me. Mm. Which is unfortunate because I had a dev trade to get an X factor. 350, no picks, 4 touchdowns. That's with that team, that's easy. You know, against foreign, maybe not.
Yeah.
But I would have loved the challenge.
Yeah.
But he actually I didn't see it until the said that I can go on auto or whatever. He can go on auto so I can play it, but it is what it is. But outside of that, you know, just rocking and rolling as usual. I finally figured out how to use Kenny Golladay. Finally. So
what was it?
You gotta move him around.
I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was. Maybe I didn't have the quarterback. Maybe he needed to get a little bit better in certain spots because he's like damn near 97, 98 overall now. Mm. But early, like 8 years ago, where we were seven seasons in, mm-hmm. he wasn't that good. But now, I think like 16 touchdowns, can't fucking stop him, man. Can't fucking stop him. Man, I got talent all over the place. But I still, like, I threw a couple of interceptions I regret because I be trying not to throw picks in games.
Man.
And,
man.
And they bullshitted me a little. And then I was trying different plays, you know, mm-hmm. to get used to where the receiver is running, how they cut and stuff like that. So I threw one. For whatever reason, Samuel Homeboy cannot throw to the side. Mm. These guys are wide open. He always throws it to the DB. And it makes no sense for him to be 99 overall. Like that. Mm. But anyway, so yeah. So I won 9 straight until the sim loss. But I think we're still good to make the playoffs.
That's what's up. Me and Nick had our battle. So I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this. Two things, Nick. Good game. Good game. You won fair and square. But on my end, two things. Coming from playing with the Ravens and then going to the Browns.
It threw you off a little bit.
It threw me off. Yep. Because I was trying to run like I had fucking Lamar Jackson. It was a couple of them like, oh, no escape artist. Oh, no real throw power. Okay.
I saw it when I was watching it.
And then the second thing I want to say, that team is not built for cold weather.
The Browns?
Yeah, my Browns team. They're just not. Like every time that I play in inclement weather with that squad, like I just.
Wasn't you at home?
I was at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's interesting because Joey Gatewood's short accuracy is 99, but in the face of pressure, that shit ain't nowhere near 99. And then with just inclement weather, my team feels different. It feels different. But that's not an excuse. It is what it is. We're going to have to get over it, especially if we're going to want to win a championship because more than likely I'll have home field, I think. I don't know. I got to look at the playoff
picture. We got the same record.
Me and you?
Yeah. I didn't realize that until afterwards. I was like, oh, shit. I didn't even know what record I had.
Oh, shit. So then that means.
The only one that's ahead of us is the Chiefs, is Polo. Polo
he got to play 4-2 too.
I think he's 13-1.
Yeah, okay. 13-1. That's a look.
Bet.
Yeah, so he played 4-2 tonight. I think that's what they were talking about.
Yeah. All right. So. It is what it is, but good game, Nick. You got me on that. That fucking defense, bro.
those are my niggas, bro. I swear, like I love that team so much. I don't always spend time with them, not because of where I've already built them, but like being like playing. And we'll get to the restart league. But after that game and then playing this game, it was just like it felt comfortable. I was like, okay, I don't have to worry about as much. I just got to do me.
Yeah.
With all these other leagues that I'm in, I have to think about every fucking level.
Yeah, man.
But with this one, it's like, bro, I already know. Yeah, my guys right there, they got me. Like, everybody got me. Like, the only thing I got to do is just not throw picks.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. I definitely feel I can lock down Justin Fields. I could lock down your pass game easy. Nick Chubb had a hell of a fucking game.
that's why I traded for his ass.
Yeah, and I didn't really adjust to the run until really late in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
I had to give you the Ravens package. My Ravens defense, the way I started slowing down his defense or his run game is what I started doing in like middle of that fourth quarter, where I started getting the stops. He was starting to get 2 or 3 yard runs. But it, at that point, it was just too late. Mm-hmm. He was too much in a rhythm. You were too, you knew where you wanted to go and shit. But I knew, I was like, there's no way that this motherfucker is going to keep me to zero.
That was going to be my personal college.
I was not going to allow you to walk through them doors and have that type of one up on me. Hell no. I was like, look, if you beat me.
It's only because, bro, I hate that secure cat shit. I hate that because it's like, you can see it happening and then you have to be there before the ball goes out. Yep. Otherwise, it's a wrap. It's a grab.
Yep. Foreign said your defense is mid, Nick.
Ooh. That's fine. He's going to see this year in the Super Bowl. He's going to see this year in the Super Bowl again.
Oh.
Are you going back?
I'm going back. I'm saying he's going to see me. I don't know if he's going to be there, but he's going to see me.
I hope you get home field because I need to play in the dome. I can't play outdoors.
Bro, you gotta get used to that. I love the inclement weather because that makes everything strictly based off of the run game. Because if you passing, it's gonna be real shabba ranks.
Yeah, but the thing about your defense to me that makes the Colts defense elite is your linebackers are hella mobile. They cover a lot of ground, but is that front four? That front four, and I have a pretty damn good old line. I don't have crazy superstars like I do my Ravens, but you know everybody's rated at least 85 or higher. I have multiple 88, 90 type old linemen, and I don't get no push. I don't get no push. And that's frustrating because me and Ken, we were talking about this the other day. I like to take away the run so that way I know I'm forcing you to pass. Mm-hmm. That's partly why I get so many sacks. Like if I always stop the run, then you have to pass. Mm-hmm. And when you have to pass, then I could scheme. I could blitz. I could do this. I could do that, which is why I like speed on the outside so I can, you know, make up for that. But with your defense, bro, like that front four, man, I have not figured out between you and the Chiefs. Y'all two are my stiffest competition in the AFC. Ravens only because he eats so much of the fucking clock that it makes you speed up naturally to try to just keep up with the score.
He's talking shit too.
No, he was. Of course he is, but you know it is what it is. I'm not worried about it. I play him too much to worry about him. I'm not worried about that.
We were scared to let him in the
restart. Yeah, that's all.
I saw that too. I don't give a fuck about that, man. Like it is what it is. He could have got this work. Nick, I got to give you props, but you was not going to fucking hold me to zero. I hope you knew that.
Yeah, I mean, shit, I always just try to be like, you only going to score once in every game.
Well, I scored twice.
That's my mindset, though.
And I didn't really start catching a rhythm in the passing game until late.
Yeah.
But I think at that point, I think you were just trying to like,
I was just trying to just, I was do just shit. Like, yeah. I didn't give a fuck at that point.
Yep.
So it took you half a game
to start moving.
To readjust.
Yeah. Yep.
To
the Browns. Yep.
I was watching. I was like, FIFO is not used to this team yet.
Yeah.
And then once
he used to dominate. Yeah, he's just to dominate.
He's used to the Ravens. Yeah. So once he adjusted to, because the Ravens is built completely different from the Browns, and he was in Ravens mode.
I was in Ravens
mode. And once he switched to, you could see it. And I saw, I said, once he, but it was by then, it was too late.
It was way too late.
I was like, oh, he done switched over now.
See, that was, to me, it was the opposite. When we played first in the restart league going to this, it was the opposite.
I got you.
So that's why, like, I was more comfortable in the second game than the first game.
Yep.
But yeah, like, if people said shit, you know, Colts won, we did our thing, we're tied now, 12-2. Yep. And I think we're, what, 3 weeks away from the playoffs again?
Yep.
We'll see how everything shake.
Cool. So the motherfucking restart league, Nick, I'm going to start with you.
We played again, back to back.
Back to back. This was the first of the two.
Me and FIFO, so it was the Bears versus the Ravens. Was it in Chicago or was it at Baltimore?
It was in Baltimore.
It was in Baltimore.
I was at home.
Oh, yeah.
I was at home.
So going into this game, FIFO was talking.
I was talking
hella shit.
You know, hella if shit. If we can talk any shit to at least one person, is the person to my left right
and
now.
And that's why I didn't even say, I saw all the shit. I didn't even say, because at that point, I was just wanted to play. We was talking shit, because it was like, we knew from first week that we was going to play week 15. Mm-hmm. So we was talking hella shit between then.
I was trying to bait you, honestly.
That's why I was like, I'm not even going to respond. I'm just going to let it play. Because I already know what I was going to do. I was like, he was talking about running 350 yards and all this other shit. He going to be like, what? I was like, bro, that's not going down. I got the best defense in the league, period. Ooh. So it's just like, that's not going.
Oh,
I got the best defense in the league. You can check the numbers and everything.
Fuck the numbers. That's the numbers with the. You don't have the best defense.
I got the best. Everybody I play barely gets over 16, 17, at most 20, 21. You got the most points, I think, in a long time than anybody I faced.
I got the best defense in the league, bro.
I get you. I know why you feel like that.
Look, if we're talking about defenses that don't get scored on, Nick, I want to say, is number one. You're in the top five. I think I'm number three. I think Foreign is also in the top five somewhere. And I want to say Adrian was there, but I think somebody else's defense is a little bit more stingy. Spike is also in the top five in terms of points scored against his defense as well. So, but he hasn't played nobody.
That's what I'm about to say.
He's only played a match or twice.
User games. Seven.
I had seven user games.
Yeah, he is the highest person that scored on me this whole. Well, I didn't play Adrian. But Adrian wasn't going to score on me like that.
That's fine. I get why you said it. I'm just saying, for me, I got the best defense in the league. All right. Point blank, period. And I knew going into it, I was like, it's going to be a run game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to pass like that. There's some things that I realized about Haskins that I'm going into going into the draft, I'm like,
yeah, buddy.
I've been trying to fight it, kid. I was trying to stick behind the black man for the longest. I'm like, bro, he ain't going. Nah. He's not going.
I think I held him under 100 yards passing.
But I didn't want him to pass that much anyway.
I feel you.
But like when I had to, I knew that was the issue because my O-line isn't just there yet. Mm-hmm. And I know you like to come off the edge. So I have to get quick passes. But obviously the way you play is pressure, but also you do some coverage in the middle. So like you're stopping you're stopping the short route while giving pressure. So it's like, I only got so much to do. Mm-hmm. But we played, it was a close game all the way up to the fourth quarter.
Yep, yep, yep.
I think it was like 14-14 up until the end of the third
Once I got you in a situation, because your run game definitely surprised me. Because I haven't watched any one of like an entire stream this year of yours. I saw bits and pieces of games. And obviously I always know stats. I look at the numbers all the time. Your run game surprised me. I didn't think that you were going to attack me like that. And I didn't think that you were just going to try to throw all over the field with Dwayne Haskins either. But the way that you were running and the type of runs that it surprised me, and it took me a little bit to adjust.
Because you was asking me like, why did you draft this nigga instead of this other nigga? Yeah. And I was like, bruh. Trust me, I fuck with this nigga.
Yeah, like, nah, he's nice. He's nice. But you know, I feel like next time I see you, if I see you, because obviously at this point, you'll be in the Super Bowl. Yeah. But if I see you again, I definitely know how to play that run game.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Ken, we were talking a couple of days ago, like the chess match of football, and I was trying to be ahead of you, but you're still like in a basic playbook with your offense.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying? Like you're trying to, you know, set me up for shit. Nah, it's like, nah, nigga, it's basic, nigga. We running.
Yeah, it's because like, running again.
So
that's what I was doing. I was like, you could do all that other goofy shit.
Yeah.
I was just smash my football over here.
You kept it to the basics. Yeah. And I was trying to think ahead. Okay, well, you're going to pass this time. And it just didn't happen. And once I realized, oh, okay, cool. Let me hunker down a little bit, also I think you kind of played my running attack a little bit better than most users that I've played so far. But you know, JK still did his thing.
He did it. Both of ours did. Like we both had over 100 yards,
150,
two tubs.
Because I want to say JK had like a buck 60.
You got a couple big runs on me, which I hated.
You did too.
For me. Well, the issue was I went for it on fourth down too many times. I gave you great field position, which was to my detriment. But outside of that, to me, the game sealer interception that you had, it was based off of that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Because I seen him and I was like, if I had one more second, I could allow. I was trying to lob it because obviously the bullet pass, you would have picked that off regardless. Mm-hmm. But as I was lobbing it, you hit me, so it was a duck in the air. But to me, it was just like that. I wanted to see how that would have played out. But nonetheless, it was just those fourth downs.
Now here's the thing: I got Baby Mac, Micah Parsons, and Khalil Mack, and J.J. Watt. I want to say we're all three of us are tied for the league lead in sacks. So, did Khalil get one against me?
He made you fumble.
He
I know
did.
That.
Yeah. Oh my God!
I know he made you fumble,
bruh. So it was crazy because it was one of those that if it wasn't Khalil Mack, I would have scored a touchdown because my old lineman, he got to the outside, he knocked down a DB, and JK, because he has balance beam, he automatically, like, he'll hurdle motherfuckers and, you know, like, bounce back up. And the DB was on the ground, so he went to, like, hurdle. Khalil Mack said, no, sir. Boom. Fumble. I was like, oh, shit. And I put it to you like this. Khalil Mack saved about three rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, I already know. I already know. Because especially there was one on the corner edge where, like, if he wasn't there, that nigga was gone. The nigga was gone.
Touchdown. Ken, you know how, like, when I played you, my safety, Javon Holland, how he kind of, no, that, like, Khalil Mack does it with a certain amount of violence to O-line. I got superstar O-lineman, dog. This nigga was just, get the fuck off. Get this guy. I was like, that's damn.
Bro, I tell you, I don't control the nigga. Nah, I let him do him. That's one of the few pieces that I got on my defense where I'm like, I don't even worry about that side.
So you know how we talked, right? And we typically run away from, you know, X-Factor guys, Khalil Max of the world and shit. But I know this of him. So I know that there were a couple of user tackles that he got in the backfield. So I said, okay, let me run opposite of Nick. Because I know that it is CPU, but, you know, I got fucking superstar.
You got to try it.
God damn, boy, that nigga Khalil was like, nah, buddy, you better go over there to my homie Nick, because over here is shut down.
This past game, so after I played you this past game, where I played the Lions, he had like 4.5 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I think he broke Michael Strahan's record or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just off of his strength alone. So it's like, to me, that's the reason why I can do my thing as a linebacker, because I know that I got at least him causing pressure, because I know he was chasing down Lamar a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Lamar fumbled twice, did he?
Three times?
Okay, so yeah.
To me, honestly, those fumbles, I really think I could have probably scored 28 or 35 on you.
Not the way you was running with Lamar. You was too loose with that nigga. I was like, he's gonna have to cough up the ball.
So he normally don't fumble though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially when
But when you playing the best defense in the league, Ken, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Shit happened. You feel me?
Really what I was trying to do with Lamar, because I know that you got Khalil and, you know, your boys is nice over there. I was trying to get his X factor activated, because once Truss is activated, he can't fumble. He can't fumble. So I knew that, to keep you honest, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was trying to get that activated, but yeah.
That's the reason why I hated playing the Ravens in the other league, is that you can have the defense set to block the run for three downs, and all of a sudden he'll do a bootleg with Lamar and you get the first down, if not more. Yeah. And that's what you did. Did you a rushing touchdown with him?
Mm-hmm.
See, that to me, that was like those things I hate the most, because it's like you had the perfect defense, but he's the X factor, no pun intended.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, but nah, good game. I had two predictions, two back-to-back years. I said I was gonna go undefeated against the damn NFC West the year before, went undefeated. Told y'all motherfuckers I was gonna go undefeated against the NFC North. Did that.
Did you play Adrian?
Nah, that was a, you know, it was gonna he went on auto.
He was gonna beat him anyway.
Yeah, I felt like I was gonna beat him. Cause Adrian wasn't gonna do what he did. To me, what he did to you, just run all damn game. Hell no, nigga.
He wouldn't do that shit to me either.
He tried. That was a bad game by me. Even though it was 13-10, it was just like, I could have done a lot better than that.
Yeah. And you know, honestly, the only reason why I went for it on fourth downs was because you was going for it on fourth downs.
And that's why I stopped. That's why I stopped.
And as soon as you stopped, I stopped.
That's why I stopped, because I was like, look, I don't need to be doing it. But then sometimes I'd be like, you know what? Fuck it. I need to get my niggas ready. These are the playoff teams that you're going to face. You got to be able to be like, I'm not scared of whatever you're doing. Yeah. I got to go forward.
Yeah. But nah, man, good game, Nick. Good game. My defense is going to be even better next year, because everybody currently on my defense is in their first or second year. So they're only going to get better. They're only going to get better.
Same. Well, most of the people that made plays, like that fumble recovery by one of my linebackers, Burns, he's a rookie. The my corner and my safeties are rookies. They've been making plays all season long. They both got like at least 3 to 5 picks themselves. Like they like. I like what you, like you were saying. Like my defense is aging well too, and I got to go in this draft and get some more guys too.
Now here's the thing though. Just like with the Browns, I know I'm gonna have to make some financial decisions because Minka and Marlon Humphreys on my defense are the two oldest guys. They're only in year 3 or 4.
He save you a touchdown.
He did two of them. Two of them. Yep, the tip, and then the was it Minka that picked the last one?
Probably.
Or Javon. It was one of my safety. I can't remember which one. But yeah, nah, I know I'm gonna have some very hard decisions, especially if I'm gonna try to keep that O line somewhat intact. I don't know if I can afford them past their current contracts. Cause I just re-signed my center to 3 years. Everybody else has 2 or 3 years left on their deal. And I already signed Lamar, so like I'm good. And JK's on a rookie deal, so I'm good. But when I got to pay JK, when I got to pay my wide receivers, you saw Isabella just became a superstar. Like,
well, we may be on the other new version of Madden by then.
We might be. Oh, yeah, you're right, because it does come out in the summer.
Yeah, August.
Fuck.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah.
Time is flying, bro. We already at the end of March, basically, for real. Yep.
First quarter gone, man. But yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, Ken, what was about you?
Oh, yeah.
Vikings.
Well, I was supposed to play Adrian, but he got that bootleg-ass damn internet and then tried to blame me. And then wanted to talk shit about it, too.
He always talking. That's the one thing I like with respect about him, because he's going to talk shit regardless. And he got the excuse book for days. That nigga got a rhyme or reason why some shit happened.
But yeah, his shit was lagging and shit. I couldn't see shit. You know how I buffer and then speed up and shit like that. Everybody can go look at my Twitch channel, see the stream, man, and see what it was. That's why by halftime, I was like, man, I ain't playing this shit. I am not playing this shit. And then, of course, his shit disconnected. So
then why was it? Why did he get the
win? I told Spike to give it to him. I told Spike, because I wasn't going to play the game again. He was already up 2 touchdowns. He was already saying that, oh, you know, there's no way I was going to blow a 14-point lead. He was already trying to lobby for the win. But at that point, it was late. I'm not dealing with that. And his connection wasn't going to get any better. Mm-hmm. So why put myself through that frustration? Mm-hmm. And the reason why I know it was him was because he had the same shit happen to him against Emestra. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it just happened to his, when he was playing his boy. So he's supposed to get it fixed.
Yeah, it happened to me. Me and him were in a different league, and we were playing, and I was busting the shit by like 3-4 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. You talking about, oh, no, I would have came back. Nigga, who are you playing? Nigga, you playing me. That's not going to happen. Because
there were like 2 picks, like 2 gifts he threw that I could have got. I called a perfect defense for it, but. You know, it is what it is. So I didn't play that, and then the rest was against the computer. So this is just the win out, get in the playoffs. You know, we'll see what happens. But Felipe against the CPU doing his thing, though. 9 touchdowns, 900 yards, 1 pick in the last 2 games. So 40 points.
What's he rated now?
67.
Damn. This nigga, can we do a work with a 60 quarterback, boy? I tell you.
I keep saying it. When I figure out my user offense, it is going to be a fucking problem. I promise y'all that. When I figure this shit out.
You said Felipe was an undrafted rookie, right?
Yeah, he was like 63, something like that.
So is he only on a 1-year deal?
Yeah, that's what happened. So you can resign him.
That's what I'm about to
say. That's what I did with Haskins. He's doing the Haskins.
Sign that motherfucker for 7 years?
For $3 million.
Exactly. No.
We're in contract negotiation now. It's like 3 for 4 or something like that.
Hell yeah. I would give him the max amount of years, even if you cut him or move on from him, only because like you already have all of the weapons he needs. He's just the one that has to grow.
Yeah.
I just locked.
But that's
in.
The thing what I realized with Haskins, like it sounds good on paper, but in the game, it's like when you like when I need throws or when I need to do stuff, it's like this is why you was cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's because it was like, but then again, I don't. That's the thing that I'm wondering now. I was like, is it best to get a team with a quarterback already done and then build around that.
But I tried that.
Or you, but I mean, I'm talking about a quarterback, not somebody who's playing quarterback. But I'm just saying, like, because developing with a stacked team, it works. But then by the time the QB ready, you got to pay everybody.
Yep.
And then vice versa, if you already got a QB, you got to draft everybody. Yeah. So it's just like.
Well, you know, like I said, the offense I'm trying to build is supposed to be is QB proof anyway. So I want to be able to throw anybody out there and I can be able to run it. And then you get the quarterback, then it's whatever. So
that's a big if, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's a
or
big
win.
If.
You know, one I can go draft one or.
But I'm just saying, but you still have one. To take time to develop them. That's the thing.
Or develop one. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, but you know, it's. The only place it hurts me again, kind of like what we experienced with Haskins, is just in user games, and when there's certain pressure coming, you know, they can't throw under pressure. So there are certain attributes that they don't have, the X factors, superstar factors, or whatever that you kind of need, or it helps give you an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, but no, I thought about it, but I can also re-sign him too for the same deal. That's why I'm not worried about it.
Let me ask y'all this. With the season and the restart league starting to come close to an end, what are you looking at in terms of free agency, the draft, the offseason? I'll start with you, Nick.
For me, last year I had to re-sign a lot of guys that I wanted to keep. And this year I'm doing like that second level of depth.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it had to do with my offensive line, though. So I'm going to have to franchise tag one of my offensive linemen. I try to re-sign them and shit like that. But I don't have enough money at this point. So all I got left is the franchise. But so going into this draft, I only really have like three legit picks. I got a high second round, a low second round, and a high third round. The rest are like 6 and 7 because of all the moves I was making. So like I only got three players I got to get. And I'm looking at what positions right now. I'm looking at offensive line. I need a defensive lineman because again I need pressure and then that last one I don't know if I want to go corner or quarterback, so it's just like I could thug it out with Haskins another season, but I feel like that's gonna be a wasted season. So I don't know, but I don't also want to not waste a draft pick, but use a good draft pick on a QB
that puts you in the same position.
Exactly.
Nah, I feel you. For me, I'm letting 18 free agents walk this year.
How you think I'm fucking playing?
You having a fire sale, boy.
Hey, look, whoever wants Mark Andrews, he's gonna be a free agent, 90 rated tight end, maybe a little bit higher.
He don't be asking for too much money.
Super dope. Man, that nigga asking me for $50 million, bro. I'm like, nah, buddy, not for no fucking tight end. I'm good with that. So also Gronk wants $30 million. I'm like, no, I'm letting that go. And then everybody else. I got some fast corner, but I got like 6 corners on my roster. I'm letting 2 of them walk. I don't need them. They're a little older. They're not going to get better. I just got them because they're fast. But who fucking needs 6 cornerbacks anyway?
That's what I'm saying. You only need 4. 4, really.
Exactly. So I'm letting them 2 walk. I'm good. I'm still good at corner. And what I did was I traded next year's 3rd and 4th pick for this year's 3rd and 4th pick of the Detroit Lions. So I got the first pick in the 3rd and 4th round.
I knew y'all was going to start pillaging the Lions, bro. When you see that 0-15 record, yeah. They like, boy, you're going to be the first one in every round.
Yep. But, you know, I didn't go high. I don't need talent up there anymore. Mm-hmm. The reason why I made that move was to literally replace Mark Andrews and Gronk. So that 3rd and 4th, I'm taking tight ends. I literally scouted every fucking tight end in the draft. I know the 2 I really want. I know the 2nd 2 that I'm going to go get if I don't get the 1st 2 I want. But God damn it, I'm getting me 2 tight ends. Mm-hmm. So, and then with my 6th and 7th round picks, I want to get a scrambling quarterback to back Lamar just in case. Because, you know.
Yeah, I have no backup plan right now with Haskins. So that's why it's another reason why I'm thinking quarterback too.
Yeah. So I definitely want to get, you know, kind of an insurance policy just in case things go left. And then with the last pick, I'm not gonna tell y'all niggas, but there is somebody in the draft. You know me, I always goddamn find the gems. There's somebody I'm not gonna say because I don't want nobody listening that is part of our league or either 2 of you motherfuckers getting this person. But I will say it if I get them.
Is it on offense or defense?
I ain't gonna say shit.
I know who he's talking about. Nope. At least I know who I'm looking at.
Okay. Okay. Is your guy on offense or defense?
He's defense.
Okay. We'll see.
I think with me, man, just the ends, like a left or right end. I got Daniel Hunter on the right, so I'm good there.
But and you got hella picks, Ken.
Yeah, I do have a lot of picks. So I'm building depth, looking for talent. So steals of the draft. Quarterback, you know, if one falls to me at a good spot. But linebackers.
I don't like none of the quarterbacks in this draft.
I don't either, but, well, there are one or two that I would be fine with. But I need linebackers, man. I need linebackers. I got Kendricks, but I need the left and the right. Mm-hmm. And I fill that up because my young corners are coming along. Re-sign Harrison Smith.
But you play a 3-4, right?
I play a 4-3.
Oh, you play a 4-3?
Mm-hmm. Yep. But and that's it. But once I get my linebackers, I'll feel really good. But yeah, I think the team is fine.
Because, Ken, I think I counted like 8 or 10 draft picks that you have. So like, what positions? I know you kind of named them, but you only named like 2 positions, bro. You said linebacker and something else.
Defensive ends, linebacker, and quarterback.
Yep.
Right?
So I'm going to build depth and start to defensive tackle because I probably got some guys that's going to get out of there. My safeties look good. Like I said, I got that Cisco guy. He's good. My corners were already young, so I'm not in the need to replace them. So I got a young left tackle, a young right guard. You know, the guards, we looked at it the other day. So I need guards and shit like that.
Any old linemen you like in this draft? Because I scouted a couple, and I'm just
like, that's the thing about these old linemen. Like, you really got to go second, third round, at least to get a value for the pick. There's not really – and usually the ones that are first round, it's like only one of them. And, like, unless you got a top 5 pick, they gone after that.
Yep. So, yeah, that's it.
That's what's up. Well, look, man, thank you guys for – watching another and listening. Shit, if you're not already following and subscribed to our Twitch channel, make sure you're subscribed and you follow the Dead in Sports Twitch channel. We will be simulcasting live the podcast. So if you want to see your boys talk some shit in real life, make sure you go over there. If not, I know you're listening to the podcast, so we again appreciate the support. We'll be back next week, man. Next week we will probably be in the playoffs in the restart league. We will be probably close, if not in the playoffs, in the original league. And Dead End Sports, the Dead End Sports League will probably be by week 8 to 10, somewhere around there. So, you know, we'll definitely be halfway through that season. But yeah, man, we'll keep you guys updated. Make sure that you follow all of our individual Twitch channels so that way you don't miss out on all of the action that we recap on this podcast. And we out, man. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by 1010. Now, you may have read about this in the New York Times or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you about it. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring, launching exclusively on January 18th at Blue Nile. And when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. If you're making 2021 plans or on the hunt for the perfect ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com.